Finally, my simcha about the chayv reason. Chaputer kish my puter mitfila. Chayv kish chayv mitfila. Besides, mabesemes nashim avadam apish to mikrish chayv mitfila. Nashim, you know, the puter kish my. This is my grandma. Gemara says in brachas that gonna be chayv mitfila. Why the chayv mitfila? The Gemara says being that it's rachmininu. Therefore, they're going to be chayv mitfila. So you do a machlekas which brings down that. Machlekes Rambam Rabbanan whether Tefillah D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds Tefillah D'Oraisa, just as many Tefillah D'Rabbanan. Because as the Pasuk of Yechal Adatim, he's a Vodesh Veliv, it's going to be Tefillah. Just Minat Torah is no Nusach Yidua, you can daven whenever you want, whenever you want. And Minat Torah Yitzah, if you daven one time during the day, you're going to be Yitzah. Then it will come out that Midoraisa Yechayev one time a day. And Darban came along and said Yechayev three times a day. So now when the Gemara says Yechayev and davening, what's more talking about? So according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam understood is, the Pshat is that the Hoch, when the Gemara says Yechayev, means Yechayev and Darban, not Yechayev and Darban. Therefore, you only Yechayev to daven once a day, and once you daven once a day, then you're okay. So going to Ramban, he was like, Ketuvos Darbanan, that Chazar will Yechayev daven three times a day. And therefore, according to that, it will come out that when the Gemara says Nashim Chayiv Tefila, what does it mean? It means Chayiv all three Tefilas. It will come out that the Nashim Chayiv down all three Tefilas. How do we pass him? Chayin Eger Dasa Briskit. Chayin Chayiv Shagas Ari. Chayin Yishla Nashim Yispai Yishmanesrei. That they should have Shmanesrei. Vnochim Kavu Macha Shmaim. Zipur Sim Siyasim. Nisukul Tefila. Even though they cry, because the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is Nashim are really better than Chayav, that's just Ramban, not like the Ramban. Now, through the Darius, definitely the minhag was not like the Mishnah Berurah in Europe. There was simach on two things. One is a simach on the sheet of the Rambam, the yitzah with the shvach leda bakasha, and as soon as you do a shvach leda bakasha, so then you're going to be yitzah according to the Rambam. But what do you need a shvach leda and bakasha? And it's the same way that you have a shvach and leda, you have to have a bakasha somewhere. So if you say shachris, because of shachri, you get a shvach leda bakasha. And many are similar on that. Now,
where's the bakasha?
In Birch Shachar?
Yeah.
The Yeratzayin after Birch Shachar is the bakasha. Maybe the Harvna, Birch Satayra.
And then the Maidani of Shuas, which we see Hashem would be a bakasha?
Not sure. But Akapadamia. Now they've been interesting machlekes, so when you daven Pamachas B'yoyim, what's the Pamachas B'yoyim according to the Rambam that's Zechayim Tefillah? Pamachas B'yoyim means that we have Boker and Erev, or Pamachas B'yoyim means, you know, it's if you daven at night, is that considered, when does they start? From the morning to the night, or is it? So we can give them a very machlekes, so you can have the Reakim, the right between the other. The Rambam says if it's Safik Vidavid, it's finished Moshe, it's Safik Aisa. So he wants to be right from the Rambam that the Tefillah Belayla helps for the day afterwards. It's not telling the day, it's telling in like regular Jewish calendar days. It means there's a Donetsk side, it brings in from the Ashur Shlomo, that was something, I think it was, that the Chivas Tefillah starts from the morning and the fifth time at night helps for the day beforehand, it's not going to be for the next day. Now, if Saddam is admired, what does that help for?
So, with by Tashtoim, saying by Meir, if the person misses Meir, why is the Avachar his place?
By, because still the next Tvila, you know. No, it's still the next Tvila, even Minchon the Meir, we say that the Gemara is a Safik. Either way, Minchon the Meir, Minchon one, and the Gemara is a Safik. These servers one about the Gemara, and the Gemara says, I'm picking all Jews. And they bring out from the fame, you do the even though Chavetz Chaim still passes the laser to David, the Mam Shechiyab, they bring out the Sikhs Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chavetz Chaim, and someone who's from the Chazanis, and the Shavazaman, that during the sways that the Chavos Chaim told the Rebbetzin that calls his man that she's bringing up the children, so it's together with the mitzvah, and she's Torah, and therefore she doesn't have to daven. And also because in this was a little bit like we saw in Mitzvah Sadechas, and nowadays we're not going to have any kavana. That's if you can't daven, you shouldn't have kavana. Maybe we saw that Himal Asot, we daven up, we can run up kavana. So this is an Ashim. We're about to be Simcha, and she's doing Shvachad of Akasha. They have a Toreshita, and the Torah, so they put the Simch on the Simch on the Shitas of that they're not really chayv. So kids, so basically, the Mishpul is chayv, like you're doing. The Chassidim definitely Simch on the Magen Avraham, that's pretty universal. Amongst the, you know, they say that's given the Minhag. Amongst the Lefeshers, you have Meshubas and Sini Chayev. We have a lot which is similar to the Magen Avraham. And also a lot of people just had to release Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah. That release Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah. And the Torah and then able to doubt. Meister Shach writes that Eve is busy. How long does it take away? Just, you know, say, Pasha Mashri, Stabba, Shmash, and that's it. Like, 15 minutes. She can't find 15 minutes. It says really you should try to take the time to do it. Rukh was still sad as my way. You want it out. Like what does that, right? You know, the busy people find time to daven, and that's a mitzvah, the mitzvah, you know, if you're on vacation, you can daven, right? If you're going around, right? And if you, it's not like a straight up, oh, during the childhood years, we're on vacation.
So the Rav just said that you can't say it's chayiv, it's right, you're going dafka when you have this tour.
The what? It's shmachet ha-makasha, they say, you say, that's definitely the chachil, it's interesting. Yisrael says, for example, from Chaim Kanevsky, that's been that order, shmachet ha-makasha. That should be in order.
What's the order?
Shach, Vakasha. That should be that attack and that order is something which is interesting.
Why isn't Shach Vakasha
Ida? Vakasha Ida, no. It's like Shmanes, like my rock says, not even Sadam's Shach, Achak Vakasha, Vakak Ida Rechami. He says, Achil is such a thing. Now, but again, Lady Davini, that's the aside. I mean, the lesson over here is that the Bereder brings down Noshim, Hemispan between us, and we have a Baker, some of the two days of Akashim, the Raisa Daivaza. It's also a complicated topic. It's better some technically really just come out as they should daven during Dalat Shalis. They should have to do Zman Tefillah. That's the base site. And if there's Zman Tefillah, I guess Kriyishma definitely, also in Mutter Makam Ines, Tzmachlikis, and Lehifsis, so they do bet some Mayna Pichayev. Like Shum Zaman said, Lehi Mayna Pichayev to go after Dal Shayis and start davening, so you lay there. Saying it's just definitely not so posh. He goes, okay, but you have it, you should know, let's make. Seems to be the minigas we make with it, but definitely not, technically, it's not a posh thing. I think you went down before. Technically, really, the Sefer Shashachar before the Eid, really. The Sefer Shashachar, to go to the Din of Lisa Khaladam. And it's best like this, not so much. I hate it, so. I'm going to go back. That's not happening the way, right? Having. Now, the question is, what do they have to do? Do they have to do the whole davening? That what Mar Brachas means? Or do they have to do with the race, which is Shvachet HaMakasha? But they have to do one of the two. Let's go with this. They have to do one of the two. Now, that's in the din of Lesech HaLadam, even for davening, also really plus the Nashim. That's what they do, the Shvachet HaMakasha. Even they do daven, the meaning is Vimeko. That much is Zerai. When they in Lachal, even the lady does daven, after they do Brachas Shvachet HaMakasha, then it's Mutter to go ahead and eat. Some of them, the Rambam clapping this or Lesech HaLadam, but that's what they should really say Birtzah Shach in the morning before they eat, and that's really the correct thing to do. They want to know if you have Heter of a Rav. If they get up in the morning and take care of the children, and they're not able to eat. They're not able to say Rosh Hashachar. So maybe we have the heter of we had a test. What was it? A rub at Sama. And his mom is hungry. And it's like, Sama rub at Bechachayla. And then I can eat the Davin. So I take care of the children. And then I go to Davin. So yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe we could pull up that heter. But technically, that definitely would be the correct thing to do. But that's the site. Nashim Rechayim, the question is, how are they using the chayim? That's the important thing. So, Nochi Shekav Lomach HaShemayim, this is Seish Shema Yisrael, that's Simen Ayin. The other is Seth saying, Emes V'yatsev. Now, Meir, we said the meaning is Leon Davin. Now this is how Musaf Asam, Musaf Asam, like the Tzlach says the Pater, Magram says the Chayim, Reini Geya for Rosh Hashanah. Babies come to Davin, traveling, and that's them, take on the Shabbat. It's really Shabbat Shachar, it's not Musaf. Musaf, the Mokhlik, is the Chayim Chah. And Shachar is the Vali Chayim, so therefore that's them, that's a very Chashon and Kudah, that that's them they should, what's going on? Now, because the Zimmer Shabur's opinion was because when the Armor could have done, remember we saw Rosh Hashanah back in Simanai and Rosh Hashanah and other Nashim don't have a Chiv in Chiv in. Because the best thing, basically, to the order for Lazy Diamond, basically, I would say it's like Shemin Esrei is like the most important thing. I guess Bix Hashachar is probably second. Come on, everyone holds a Chiv in Bix Hashachar. Rosh Hashachar, then go Baruch Shem Ashvi Shtabach, the Iker part of Zukhid Zimra. No, I'm sorry. If Shemoneh says Zechus Yisum Sayim, if they do, that's the right, right? We saw that'd be second. Shemoneh says Zechus Yisum Sayim, Perchus Shachar, Suki the Zimmer, Baruch Shem Asher, Yishtavach, maybe Pasur Rishon and Shema, and then the rest of Suki the Zimmer. You know, that would be the order in terms of what Nashim have to them. I can't bounce me around here.
They wouldn't be Chayiv and Zechus Yisum Sayim before Shemoneh Asher? There's a Machlech?
Oh, okay, can I make a bet? The right sentence was like this. The Vadi Chayiv and the Vada Chayim is when I say the rest of the Rabbanim. For sure, right?
I thought it was...
Oh, Bakash. You go Bakash. I'm going to show you the Bakash. I'm going to show you the Bakash. Yeah, I'm fine. If you only have time... Right, I'm fine.
If they have a lot of time, like, to say Alina or Shish, like, I'm ready these things.
They do the whole music. First do the whole music of Zimra, then do Ashrei. Then do Ashrei to that. Okay, fine. Let's move on to... Suffolk, if you dive in, Chayim rings down, then you can dive in. Yom Kachash, Mdok, Yom Kachash. If you bury, they dive and we do down in Dava, so nowadays it's like irrelevant, we don't do the Davas because we don't have let's move on to the din of Simon Kuf Ches, the whole...
And somebody that's Mokhlik Basman that he could be Mechavan, he could...
We don't do the Davas with that, there is Asmon, Dava, Makar, Asmon, Zerah, Zambid. Well, nowadays we don't do Right. So let's go to the halachas of Tashlum. So Tashlum is very negative this week. You have a perm, right? You get drunk and you end up who knows what, and you wake up the next day and you realize that one did not daven. So, what's the halacha when you get tefillas Tashlum? You do a bach and you get a lot of stuff of shayla. So you guys want to know, can he be... he missed Shacharis. He went to daven for the Hamid. Mincha, he went to daven Mincha. When should I show you, he made it like Kavule, let's say, quasi. So he went to daven Mincha for Hamid. So the second 3 days he daven is Shacharis, but he's being the Shatz. You know, can you do that? Okay. Anyhow, so it goes like this. Somebody who's Aynes, you get Fiasi Tashlumim, and you can daven second time. Mazid, Shan Nefesh, you're out, and that's, you're not supposed to daven in the next. The good thing is that to know Chiyuk, like one of the Dhamma in the next tweet. Now, what's called Shreki Gerainis? Getting drunk, Shreki Paskin, that's called Ainis, it's not called Mazik. If you thought you had time, that also, you miscalculated the time, which happens. That also, that's something which should be considered a Ainis Kabbat this halacha, and you'd be able to dive. And then, if somebody was doing Oisik in something, we had time to do it, and he started releasing on something. Even though he was not releasing that thing, something was usher to do. We did anyhow, since he didn't not daven the mezid, even though maybe it was not correct. Still, all that is considered anus, and you'd be able to go ahead and daven. The one case which rules is amazing, it's interesting. He's having a place where you should have checked this site. Your priest, you should have checked. That's called Pshia, copy this. And if you realize afterwards that the diaper or diaper was dirty or something which you really should have checked, so Shavuos, that's called Einus, and that's not called
Meir.
That's called Meir, and sorry, not able to go ahead and have it. Now, does Isha have Tashlumim? So it says clearly, Rishon Kumash brings down that lady does have Tashlumim. Interesting. It says that if it's Daman, if the lady, the luck is Neiris, now it's with Daman, so do two Meirs. But interesting, you can do Tashlumim by Meir, and all these aren't so Mike with Daman Meir. But that's, yeah, that's,
yeah. Would they have the Shulman on a Tfilas Marav?
What do you mean?
There was a case the Rav just says they have the Shulman on Mincha, why Marav? Would they have the Shulman on Marav by Shachar?
Not if they normally doesn't happen.
If she usually does.
Oh, she usually does, yeah, why not? Yeah, she usually does, yeah. Okay, Shad, how do you look at this? Like, there's a Bacher who goes to sleep 4 o'clock after an afternoon, takes an afternoon nap. Twice a week he sleeps through Mincha. Let's see. So it's an alarm, but twice a week he sleeps through. Huh?
Is that
I don't know, yeah. Not so simple, right? Just like, I don't know. But, now somebody's amazing. It says, Chiyev Tashlumim. But, if you want to dive in Nadava, so then, Benson, you'll have to dive in Nadava. Even though we don't do nadavas, but this type of nadava, we didn't dab in, so then you're allowed to do it. Toward then, Mechavi's answer to Faye, Tashlum has to be in the next tefillah, in the Shabbos, the Mincha, Mechavi, Tamarav. He says if you miss the whole day davening, so then if you want to dab in nadava, it's a good thing to do. Mishra brings the Mechavi, Mishra brings the Mechavi, Spava, or is the Chavasi. If not, it's a nadava. So, I saw a tshuva from Mishnah Halachis, and it's about tshuva. She got down like for 3 years worth of davening. With time. So he says, somebody went to the Shul, he asked the Eretz Yisrael. And he said, the Chara, yeah, why not? Saying that somebody said, Yisrael, why shouldn't I wash you now? It's a good thing to do, so that's, he's going to do it. He says, Zayin, I don't know, he says, Yisrael didn't understand. As far as, he said, like, Manashach. It was a svar because you're shagig, you're not amazing, right? You're shagig, so he's a svar, it's like, tashlum is only if you're able to dive in, if you know how to dive in, maybe you don't tashlum in. And he's a svar, it's like, my son, right? That's about Shiva, I was thinking, down. He's 45, and he's diving for straight,
a few of the
33,000 tefillos. To make that up, Leymah Sanu, such a thing. Anyhow, so because if somebody misses davening, so the halacha is, so you have to be mashlim in the next tefillah.
Yeah. Well, by women, let's say if they're not makbet have a meir, but they miss mincha, do they just have one meir?
No, not one. No, it has to be a chilek of the next, so you have to attach it to the next tefillah. So when you do the next tefillah, it's very interesting. It's brought down, it has to be in the Zman, thicker, the Zman tefillah. So Mr. Rubin has a discussion over here. Let's say you didn't have a mincha, how long can you have a meir? He's done the Malchikis. He brings down the Derechaim. He says, I'm going to do it to Chatzais. Okay, this is a matter of way. Let's follow Harvest of Achille. Remember we had a discussion with Meirv? Discussed Meirv? But there's a young boy Meirv. Will I have a Meirv after Chatzais or not?
I think so.
We discussed
that. I have Orchel. When I get a Meirv, what
do you mean? Yeah, so this is one of the Makarius. So Lear says that he says, only to touch him to Meirv. He gets it. Here's my Meirv. That's actually down by Chidus. The Koch and Kenskin is down by Chidus. After Chatzais. Before Chatzais or Betzibur after Chatzais, so this is like one of the curves. But if you don't know here, that Oasis is the Mice of Pringon passes out, you can do call Adam and Shach. But this is one of the curves, which suits the whole. Definitely, if you see there's any Lechachila, the Dara Meir by Chatzais. But Akabana means you have to do it together. In other words, if you forget the Davin Mincha, you're Davin two Meirs. The close to the Davin, the first one is very important for the Davin Shulchayla, and the second one is going to be for the Tfilas, the Tfilas Tashlum. And if you mess it up, you do it the wrong way, then you have a Meirev, and then you miss Mincha, it's like a Shabbos. So which one is supposed to do Avdalin?
The first one.
If you didn't do Avdalin the first one, you did Avdalin the second one, then you have the first Avdalin. Because you did it the wrong way. If you have in the Mincha before Meirev, you have
the whole thing's not Meirev.
What?
You know the old Abdullah.
Even though the Abdullah is not Ma'akib, it's in Galadats, which means that the Seder Dvarim is Ma'akib, and if you mess up in the Seder Dvarim, so then therefore that's going to be an issue. So, if you get chakras, what do you do? So, you wait till after by Mincha, you wait till after Dav Mincha, wait till Chodesh Hashatz, then you say Ashrei, and right away Dav in the second Ma'ariv. It's supposed to be right away. You shouldn't wait to do it later on. But do you have any, if you didn't Dav till later, then El Chalami. But that's supposed to be right away. That's something that I'm not sure they know. That, let's say somebody forgets chakras. So, any point film yet. So, that's just one film by Mincha. So, or by chakras, I go upon it. But it definitely is a mile of the second one being in the minion. It's definitely a mile if you dive in and dive in the minion. You're not a chui if after a minion, but definitely it'll be a mile. So, what's better? Davening with Seber without filling or with Chidis with filling? Because normally with chakras, what do we say? The basket that filling beats filling with Seber. The Shiloh over here is...
Why is one seer to the other one in this case?
What do you say?
He can't dive in with his phone on in the minute.
It's
a little weird. Embarrassed.
That's self weird, but that's
he's embarrassed. He could, but he's embarrassed.
No, because people do it. I'm saying, Chassid, you find that.
Well?
Okay.
Okay. If the bad's in the best thing, if you're with the return, I mean, so do we say that Tefillin over here... Yeah, love her. I'm saying, or it's only Kiddush Sumim, so as important. Now, if somebody did not do the chakras and Michle Tut Filuet together, so Mishra Bukh Zayin, just dab it and make it tonight. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, so then it should just be a Tfilas, the Bacher, if you got dab chakras, you want to dab Michle. So you dab the Amid, do the second tefillah. What's the second tefillah? It's just that his second tefillah, what is that?
His
chakras. Can I get the chakras and waste other people ma'ariv? I mean, get the chakras and be the shatsira for Mincha. So Mishmur says, yeah. Mishmur says, it's not a problem. I see davening, you can wait to see what's in the tefillahs. He says, that's not going to be a problem. Kiss me, wait. Let's say you have on Shabbos, what's the law on Shabbos? So, somebody forgets to dive on Shabbos, Ma'ariv, so what do you do? You dive on Shabbos twice. What do you do? Which Nusach Tefillah do you do? You do whatever you do, whichever Tefillah you're holding by. You just do that, you do that Tefillah twice. Erev, Mincha Erev, Reis Kodesh. You have to dive in. So now we dive in Ma'ariv. So, Allah is always going to the Yalvay Yalvay.
Both
tefillahs. You do, basically, do whatever that tefillah is, you do the tefillah of whatever, you do the tefillah of that tefillah. Shabbos, you do Shabbos day. If it's Ma'ariv, whatever, Rosh Chodesh, you can say both of them Yalvay Yalvay. If you got Mincha Rosh Chodesh and now it's Ma'ariv, and it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so you finish. What's that? You don't say all the others. It's interesting. He done Meir of Bishadish, he done with Shakris, he didn't say all the other in the second. What's the law?
Machlaikis, no?
Mishmur says you don't have to go back. Why? Because even if you done Meir, you don't have to go back. Therefore, it's not going to be more common than that. You know, that's
interesting.
But, okay, this is what Shabbos get every single time, I guess. Mincha is, Erev Shabbos is, somebody davin, forgot to say Alveoli. Do you go ahead and davin two Ma'arivs or not? What's the shayla? So as you said, Mincha, just saying say Alveoli. So, yeah, I'm not getting Alveoli. Back to the same square one. He's not getting Alveoli, he's just davin again. So basically, the way the Ilm says Oshavim is a stifler or another, is a machlik, it's a Tefillah Shachar is you say so many times without the Alvi Alvi Pshadis. It's not a tefillah, like a Baruch Hotel, you can't dive at all, so therefore, it's like you didn't dive at Mincha. It's like you didn't dive at Mincha, you dive into my ear, it's like a different tefillah, I don't care. Or Pshadis, it's a tefillah, but it's missing that scarf. That's a Mechlid, you say it's a tefillah. But being that it's missing the askar, Shabbos, you have to go ahead and go on and mention. It says, Mechlekes Rishonim, Mishabura Paskins, a Yidavin Betur Nedava, on a regular day. Shabbos, there's no Nedava, you can't have it. So this happens every Rosh Chodesh, every time, come on, every time you get Shalom. And going down to Myers, and the answer is Shabbos, you can't do it because it's not getting that scar, and therefore you can't do it.
Did you do the Chazar Shash thing, or is that ever?
Myers don't have it.
Oh, so Myers. No, it's like the next chapter or something. No, sorry, you're right.
No, we can have it. It's only great. I'm moving it around. I wanted to Malak, is a min Muslim is not to use Tashlumim? That tefillah tashlumim. Mincha. Sorry, Musaf. Sorry, Musaf is no tefillah tashlumim. Ne'ilah is a big vikuah. That's what happens every year, right? It's just like a 2 second and like kayach and daven. Whether it's a prima god, then when I'm shiluim, my Musaf passes in ne'ilah. The Musaf says that you don't do a tashlumim on ne'ilah. Okay, let's just stop there.